If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
We've got all that great music behind our cow commercials by Mr. Rich O'Brien. Rich O'Brien. Yep. Stay tuned. We'll be playing his music.
Forever.
Forever. That's right. Hey, how about some more good music?
Yes, though? Please.
Let's do it. Dave Stamey is riding along with us. Yeah, he ain't old. He just been used rough.
I started chewing tobacco when I was a kid. I thought it would make me look mature. Well, I'm very sad to say that's exactly what it did. 'Cause when your teeth fall out, you look older, that's for sure. I rode bulls and bareback broncs when I was young. It was almost like I'd had my brain removed. Now both my hips are shot, both my knees are sprung, and I still don't know what I was trying to prove. I'm not old.
He's not old.
I've just been used rough. It ain't the age, it's the mileage, boys. Things start to come unwound. I am not old.
He's not old.
I've just been used rough.
Used rough.
It's a wonder I am even still around. Well, I've humped up against the rain. I've squinted against the sun. The wind had blowed all the moisture out of me. And the wrinkles on my face remind me what I'd done. A hieroglyphic autobiography. I'm not old.
He's not old.
I've just been used rough.
Used rough.
I drank whiskey by the gallon. Now I take Motrin by the pound. I am not old.
He's not old.
I've just been used rough.
Rough.
It's a wonder I am even still around. The women and the worries have put my hairline in full retreat. And what is left is gonna talcum powder gray. But every time some little boy scout tries to help me cross the street, I pin him to the wall with my cane, and I say, I ain't old, boy.
He's not old.
I've just been used rough.
Used rough.
I drank vodka by the gallon. Now I take ibuprofen by the pound. I am not old.
He's not old.
I've just been used rough.
Used rough.
It's a wonder I am even still around. It ain't the age, it's the mileage, boys. Things start to come unwound.
That's what it is. Used too much when I was new.
Exactly.
Right? That's what you always say.
Well, yeah, and I don't remember where I heard that. Maybe it was Dick.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe. Could be, but I use it.
But it's good one.
I stole it from you, and I use it every day.
That's right, yeah. And you pay me for it every day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What's wrong with you? Well, it was used too much. It was new.
Yeah, what's the matter with your wrist?
Pretty simple.
It's limp.
Right. Are you kidding me?
Are we going there?
Are we going there? Yeah, yeah.
Let's cuddle a cow, should we?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go there.
Let's. Absolutely.
Well, I can see the appeal.
Okay. You know, it's kind of fun when you're at a branding and the calf's laying on the ground. You kind of scratch his ears and scratch his forehead. You scratch his pole, you know. He don't like it.
No, he's mad.
But you got him pinned down so he can handle it,
you
right?
You can do that.
Well, Megan, our cruise director, sent us an article out of one of those Skyline magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of it, there was a dog-eared page, and she said, I'll bet you could do something with this.
Some money,
yes,
here.
Absolutely. And it was an article on cow cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing in the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You go to this dairy, this farm, they have specific cows that will actually let you do this. Right?
Yeah.
You hug a cow, you pet it. Mm-hmm. It's catching on in the States.
Well, it is calming.
It. Okay. All right.
It's like giving your horse a hug.
All right. There you go.
You know, their temperature's a little higher than ours.
I guess.
It's warm.
All right.
It's soft.
Maybe it's calming. I've seen pictures. The cow is sitting on her brisket, and mm-hmm. she's just chewing her cud, and there's somebody there petting it. The cow's mm-hmm. probably going, what in the world?
What is going on here?
Well, like I said, it's catching on in the U.S.
Well, yeah.
Well, now. And $75 an hour is the website that I went to.
I'm missing it,
yeah.
aren't I?
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you. You're on the wrong end of the cow business.
I certainly am. Yes.
Get yourself a dozen cows.
Mm-hmm, that will let you cuddle
them. All right. Raise a dozen bottle babies.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then open yourself for business.
Yeah, why not? 75 bucks an
75
hour.
75 bucks an hour.
Yep.
75 bucks an hour times 12. Okay. Let's get us a herd of 300.
300.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking.
So now you're talking economics.
Do they have to have diapers and masks?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better than killing them to save the... the carbon emissions, I guess.
I hope they used them.
Dude, you can't make this stuff.
You cannot make it up.
Yeah, that's right. So I we're going to do a cow cuddling poem coming up right here pretty quick. But I did this at a performance one time, and a fan sent me a picture of her cuddling a cow. Yeah.
Well, Cousin Scotty, he's got a picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
Out there, he's hugging his old cow.
Awesome. All right. Well, then let's do it. We have no choice. This is a little cow cuddling.
My life is nerve-wracking. I'm tied up in knots. My guts are all queasy. I've got liver spots. From the stress in my life, I've ulcers to spare. I've thrombophlebitis and losing my hair. My boss is a tightwad. Don't pay me enough to deal with this workload and all of his guff. My stress balls aren't working, nor my coloring books. And my pink yoga mat gets all sorts of looks. Cortisol overload ain't helping my gout. I must decompress before I stroke out. To deal with anxiety, I guess it's the thing. My coworkers suggest some cow cuddling. Hipsters are doing it. It's all the rage now. Take a trip to the farm and hug you a cow. It lowers blood pressure and helps you reach zen. Tiptoe through the tulips and the pies now and then. The tension melts away and stress goes awry. It's good for what ails you. So I give it a try. I went to a dairy, grabbed an armful of bossy. They gave me a t-shirt and an 8x10 glossy of me and my bovine, my date for the night. Was kind of unnerving and didn't seem right. We've had trainings about this sort of action. Show love for your critters, just not attraction. Relaxation, my eye. It made me more tense. Canoodling a cow just didn't make sense. She flirted with me with those big brown eyes. Then she followed me home with all of her flies. I think she needed more than I could give her. That type of devotion I couldn't deliver. I tried sending her home. She'd not go away. I didn't want to hurt her nor lead her astray. So she keeps my lawn mowed and lives with me now. My mom is upset that my girlfriend's a cow. She provides shade in the sun and warmth in the mud, but I'm belching out gas and chewing my cud.
Well, there you go, a little cow cuddling. My gracious.
Are you feeling stressed?
Yeah. Right. Well, let's have a little Dick's pick then.
Well, why not?
Yeah, who's singing?
Well, it's Johnny Cash.
And what's he singing?
Don't take them guns to town.
Very nice.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Your Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round, wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
You know, that's always some good advice.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking,
yeah,
man, we could solve a lot of problems. Yeah.
It's a good thing we can't take our guns to town. Well, we do take our guns to town. We practice a little restraint.
Restraint.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, we need to ditch out to another cow commercial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good news is when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.